A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you would hand a son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Pope Francis opened the Jubilee doors to a year of mercy. And what is mercy but the unconditional love of God for us? Love we have done nothing to deserve or earn. It is love that is freely given. Today's Gospel and Psalm response remind us of that truth. God has given us more than we can imagine. And Jesus tells us, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Yet sometimes we take this as a carte blanche, that God should do what we want. I suspect Jesus may also be teaching us to respond to one another as a community, the living body of Christ. The truth is, everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. But what is that for which we ask? Do we let others really know our needs, or just assume that they, like God, should know them? How often do we assume the motives and needs of those around us? How often have we been victims of that? Often we hear this gospel passage as an indictment of God. I ask God to heal my sick family member or friend. I ask God to end the war. Healing goes deeper than a cure. Wars are caused by free will choices. Prayer is a risky undertaking. It changes us and calls us to see as God sees, to love as God loves, to forgive and change as God wills us to. Prayer is the word to describe our relationship with God. How do we really seek God? Do we really wish to know God and dare to live and love as God? There was a painting a friend of mine often pointed out that was found on holy cards, where Jesus was knocking at the door, but it had no knob. Only the one inside had to open to him. What are the doors we knock to open, or we refuse to open? Prayer is about that ongoing relationship with God in all the ways that God is experienced. Relationships are not futile if they do not go in ways we plan. They can cause us to grow. In this season of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, can we ask to open ourselves to be as merciful and loving as God? Today, can we fast from being unworthy of God's love? Seek, find, and accept with gratitude all that we have received.